The next general area is implied, but not really talked about in detail in Micah's prophecy. We'll just mention the fact that each of them sitting under his own vine and under his fig tree is a family-centered vision. And in the Bible, family is very clearly defined as a male and a female, a father and a mother. And I think all the evidence indicates that children turn into the most prosperous and admired children when they have a father and a mother. When families are doing what they want to do, as controversial as that might be to say male and female, father and mother, when father and mother perform their roles in a Christ-like way, the way the Bible describes, then the state is unnecessary, and we have prosperity, we have peace, and people can dwell safely under their own vine and fig tree. The family is in fact a very controversial thing these days, not just because of issues like homosexuality, but it has been controversial for 100 years or more, since the government and since America in general has been slipping away from the biblical ideals of America's founders. Many university professors and philosophers have said that we need to get away from the family. We need to mold people, we need to move the next generation away from their parents and move them to become wards of the state so that they can all become homogenous and so that democracy can be assured. They say the family is undemocratic because every family wants their children to have the best privileges, the best advantages. They want their children to succeed. They want their children to be the best educated. They want their children to know how to run a business and be successful. And this is undemocratic because other families don't have the same ambition, they don't have the same aspirations, or maybe they're just plain lazy. But we want everything to be equal. We want everything to be democratic. So we have to abolish the family because it keeps raising some people to higher and higher levels. Well, good families are concerned for their neighbors. Good families follow what Jesus said when he said, when I was sick, when I was hungry, when I was, I think you could even say, when I was uneducated, you took me in, you educated me, you gave me the advantages, you performed works of mercy that helped lift me up. And good families do that. Good families don't leave other families in the dust. But the democratic mentality of the government wants everybody to be like dust. They want everybody to be like ants and bees, working peacefully, mindlessly, like zombies and drones, while the politicians continue to amass great fortunes at our expense. The family is, in fact, more democratic than the aristocracy of our modern oligarchy. And if you don't understand those words, aristocracy and oligarchy, we'll be happy to explain them. We have pages which explain these ideals. And when you enroll in our coaching programs, we specifically address those issues where you need extra help in, and we help you understand these critical issues that help bring about Micah's vine and fig tree vision.